Sometimes I think the universe looks for a sign from us, and action is our sign to the universe. I want this. I'm ready for it. I'm proceeding. Show me what other possibilities could come. Hey, we're Jan and Erin, the real mother and daughter duo behind the multi-platform brand Trailblazer Co.
We've been on the winding road of entrepreneurship together for over 23 years. We've learned a ton about each other, but more importantly, we've each developed ourselves into the women necessary to carry out our biggest dreams.
In 2020, we launched an international keepsake magazine called Trailblazer, where we tell the stories and share the wisdom and know-how of rural women across North America.
It's been a wild ride, and every day we wake up with grateful hearts to be so immersed in the values and grit of these women. We've been witness to the bold actions, gutsy attitudes, resourcefulness, and the trailblazing traits that modern rural women have.
These characteristics allow them to create wholesome, bold, intentional lives. And we're here to deliver and help you explore these traits and attitudes so that you can develop the trailblazer in you no matter where you live.
So buckle up, we're diving in deep to the values, mindsets, attitudes, and tools of trailblazers to help you cultivate a life at the crossroads of grit and passion. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I know we've taken a bit of a hiatus the last couple weeks. Our plates have been absolutely full and we just had to drop something and it was a mic.
Yeah. So today we're picking them back up again. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Really excited to talk about what we're talking about today. And just want to say, I know this is going to be different seasons when you listen to it, but spring is breaking here in Alberta, and with it, good vibes and good energy and sunshine and the birds and all the rest of it.
The birds and the bees, and we're feeling like the hope of warmer weather. And
yeah,
man, I feel more alive. How about you?
Well, and speaking of the birds and the bees, happy birthday, young miss.
That's a weird tie-in.
Well, we talk about the birds and the bees. Yeah. So Erin is 43 today.
Yeah.
So happy day here. We just came back from lunch and we're ready to rip and tear on this topic today.
It's such a good one. So we're talking today about staying leveled up in your thinking. And man, such an important topic. Because I think, you know, when things are going well and we've got big things going and everything just falls into place, it's really easy to forget about what's going on in our mindset and our thinking. But it's when we're in the ditch in those dark hours or dark seasons of life that we actually really need to dig in and draw upon our leveling up our thinking.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're not really in the ditch right now. But
no, by no means are we in the ditch.
No. I just want to say we have some opportunities in front of us, but also some challenges behind the scenes that we're working on
growing
finding
things.
Solutions for.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we really notice is that we have a set of go-tos that we go to keep our thinking from not being fear-based, you know, not being risk, you know, aversion to risk. All the different things, because we're putting ourselves out in a forward kind of way now that is causing us to move out of our comfort zone again.
Yeah.
And so we just thought it would be really important to talk about that and share some of the things we do. And it's not just one thing, you know, like it would be easy to say, oh, well, we practice, you know, positive thinking. It's a far stretch from that. And
it's more of an integrated approach.
Yeah.
And I think I want to mention too that we'll be completely honest. There's times where we are not on the same page with coming at it from a leveled up way of thinking. So the two of us, like we've said before in other episodes, we can be powerful creators when we're on that same page working together. And then when we're not, that energy is just as strong.
It's amplified.
Yes, Lord help us.
It gets amplified. By two, by three, by four, I don't know.
Yeah,
two people can go down a hole faster than one can, let me tell you for sure.
Yeah.
So there are lots of things we do to guard ourselves from doing that. And I want to say the other thing too is we also give each other space to not have the best mindset on any given day. But what really matters is, are we still taking action? Are we still doing something to help ourselves move forward?
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. And I can unequivocally say, yes, you can get things done even when you feel like not on top of the world. So
I think we do that so unconsciously by allowing space for that other person to just be human in that moment. And it's not like, come on, I need you to be a cheerleader with me right now. And if one is just not feeling it, like, that's okay. There's many instances where we each carry that weight and carry each other through it. And I think, again, such a beautiful way that we work together and are so blessed to have each other in business is that we can support and carry each other through those times that don't feel exciting.
Most energizing.
Most energized.
Empowering.
Yeah.
And I know I want to say too, sometimes before we're ready to hop on a Zoom call, or I think there's even been a few times with podcast guests that we're not vibing really well before the mic.
Cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah. But you know what we bring, we can choose through many different things, whether it's to get centered, breathe, sit up straight, smile, all those different cues have a way of changing your physiology. But we want to talk about more than just changing your physiology today, because over the long haul, it's all these little habits built together that create something. And for us, what we're calling it today is keeping our thinking leveled up.
Yeah. And so we've got 10 solid ways here that you can up-level your thinking. But think of this as a checklist. Like, draw upon this time and time again. And these are going to be in the show notes. So, you know, check in with yourself, check in with the people around you, and kind of go through this list and have an open discussion about it. Because it's a great way to kind of check in. Like, where am I with this? And where am I with this? So,
yeah. So you might want to grab a pen and paper too.
Yeah. No, just head to the show notes. We have amazing show notes.
I keep forgetting about those.
Okay.
So in no particular order, and I always say we're going to do them in an order, but this is no particular order. One of the things that Aaron and I are very conscious of is being continuous learners. So I guess say the mindset that goes with that is a growth mindset. We are always looking to grow ourselves forward. And, you know, in this digital age, we have access to podcasts, webinars, online courses, of course, books still.
And mentors that don't even know they're mentoring us from afar, right? Because we can tune in and watch and observe as well.
Yeah.
Online. Yeah.
And so in any given month, any given year, we could probably produce a pretty substantial list of ways that we're up-leveling our thinking through listening to new ideas, measuring them against our own, chatting about them together. You know, Aaron and I can listen to the same podcast and each come away with completely a different take on it.
Yeah.
So
we've always been continuous learners. And I think way back before it was like, cool. I mean, you coming from your background, you've always been huge into self-development and books and courses and tapes. You used to drive listening to cassette tapes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So number one is huge. So like, ask yourself, are you a continuous learner? And are you carving out time in your weekly, monthly, I don't want to say daily, because that's a big commitment, but carving out time for yourself to explore what that continuous learning could look like.
Yeah. And I also want to tie that into what area do you need growth in it? Is it growth in your skill set? Like you're a chicken farmer and you need more information on that. Or maybe you're just new to business and you are needing to brush up on business acumen, how you think about it, marketing skills. Like there's so many different ways that we can learn too. And then there's so many personal and professional development books. To cap that off, there's countless ways we can continually learn. And so what area are you needing to
grow,
up the ante?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Number two is networking. And I hate that word. Wah, wah. But honestly, what other word describes networking? I mean, connecting, whatever you want to call it. But networking is so pivotal because I think of what our life looked like prior to launching Trailblazer. And like we were extremely, not physically remote, but we were isolated from connecting with a lot of people just in general. We were working from home. We're rural. And given, you know, small Facebook groups that we were running and connecting with women regularly, that was it for who we were networking or connecting with.
Yeah.
And now I look at our life and it's like,
holy,
weekly we're blessed through the medium of our magazine and this podcast. We're connecting constantly with new ideas and new people and connections, and like it's amazing. It feels so good.
You think about all the women that we've had in the magazine, and there's 14 issues. There's probably about 45 to 50 women in every issue. And Erin and I have had the opportunity to email or chat with them, Zoom with them, whatever the case may be. And so now they're part of our network. We can send an email, send an Instagram message, whatever, and we'll get a response because there's a relationship. I mean, not all of them are deep relationships, but here's what I want to say about that too. You become a more
well-rounded
yeah. and rich person because of the people you connect with. So in any given week, if you haven't reached out and connected with somebody new, whether it's somebody who's in the business that you're in and just say, you know, hey, I've been watching your Instagram feed lately and like, kudos to you. I love how you're doing that. Or, hey, would you share a connection with me? I'm wanting to learn more about, like, your network can be amazing. And then the other thing is to give. You give into your network too. You give an idea. Hey, saw you were looking for somebody in this area. I know. Could I do an email introduction for you? Erin and I do that a lot. We
introduce as often people. As we can. Yeah.
Yeah. Through email as soon as there's a click. And I want to contrast this again. And then I'm going to say there's probably a lot of you never been to one of these networking events. But, you know, 20, 25 years ago, when I was still in the career coaching business.
That was the way.
Oh, Lordy. So what you did is you make sure that you had a stack of business cards in your purse. And I just remember one event. I was a contractor with this career development company. And our manager said, okay, ladies, I want you to go out and collect as many cards and give out as many cards as you can. We was at a Calgary Chamber of Commerce event. And we were to come back to work the next day with a stack of owners of businesses. So their business cards. And it was a frenzied thing. And it was so meaningless because here's the thing. Because we were going for quantity, the quality of the connections weren't there. And we noticed when we started doing callbacks, phone calls, probably more phone calls than emails, people didn't have a clue who we were. They couldn't place us in the crowd. They couldn't put a, you know, a name or a face to the name, all the rest of it. So the one thing I want to say about networking is go for quality. Like, be relatable and connect and find out the interesting things about people so that you are memorable and people do want to reach out and help you, do something with you.
And I think even like professionally or personally, it can mean the difference between you, between growth, I think, like, and just, you just have to put yourself out there. The worst that you can get is a no, but like when you are making these connections, you're building this tapestry of connections that you don't know what will turn into, get like 6 months down the road, five years down the road. We've had that happen with us too, where a connection we've made years ago and perhaps it wasn't the right time has come back. And now it's like, oh, wow, I'm glad we put in that legwork. So networking is huge, especially in this social media age. I mean, I think we're really comfortable behind our phones and our computers, but we have to get uncomfortable.
Do you ever feel stuck in your life or like you're not completely aligned with your unique strengths and talents? Or maybe you want to do more and be more, but you just don't know how.
We want to change that for you. We're going to help you explore the parts of you that are gutsy and resilient, the parts of you that have been shaped by your life experiences, the parts of you that want to live your life on purpose.
Take the Discover Your Trailblazer Traits quiz today. It only takes 3 minutes. This quiz will show you how your unique combination of traits has helped to define how you see the world and your place in it.
And here's the truth. We all have these traits, but we have them in greater or lesser degrees, which makes us all different. When you are certain about your unique value, then you can really shape the path you walk in your life.
Take the Discover Your Traits quiz today, and we'll help you forge a path that feels like coming home. Visit our website, www.trailblazerco.com/traits-quiz. That's TRAITS-QUIZ. Or find us over on Instagram at Trailblazer Co. and DM us the word traits quiz all together.
For that, yeah, too.
Yeah. And if you're a really private, introverted kind of person, you maybe you don't go for numbers, but you go for depth, but you still have to reach out, because none of us are mind readers. Nobody's going to circle above you in the universe and figure out that you'd be a good person for them to talk to, or they've got some kind of information or resource that would be helpful to you or you to them as well.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, embracing failure. Are any of you out there familiar with failure? On a scale of 1 to 10, you should all be saying 10, right? Because failure equals growth. We only grow in our failures. It's the only time that we're forced to really look and examine what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. Would you agree?
I totally agree. And I think too many people launch businesses fully expecting that the first thing that they launch is going to be the it thing. And when it doesn't turn out and they have to pivot or start over again or look at their plans again, they're just like, oh my God, like, why is this happening to me? But here's the thing, fail fast and then learn from it. And
do you know what I think of when you say that? And I mean, like you said, business too, but this is personally too. For me, my divorce was like the fastest route to personal growth for me. That was like what could be looked at as a failure, but I honestly don't look at that as a failure. It was just like a huge opportunity for growth for me that I grew through. Right. And we're going to talk about that. That's a totally different episode.
We're going to do a whole episode on divorce.
Because we both have that in common.
Yeah.
But I mean, personally or professionally, right, with failures, it's such a beautiful way to examine and turn that into an opportunity to grow.
I know. And let's be honest, too. It sucks if you lose money through it. It sucks.
Lose friends. Yeah.
Lose yourself. Yeah, it sucks if your reputation takes a hit because you said you're going to do something and, it ain't going to happen kind of thing. But I think that's what builds the tenacity and strength and
resilience
in us, is being able to come back from it. And so, we've learned over time to, first of all, be kinder to ourselves when we're evaluating something that didn't work. Oh, my gosh,
does this make me a bad person?
20 years ago, we shamed ourselves and was like, how could we let this happen? But, not everything that happens is really meant to be. Like sometimes the learning was the important thing, mm-hmm. not the thing coming to a conclusion ourselves. So I'd say be kind to yourself when evaluating, but learn to embrace it. Learn to embrace it like you embrace the successes and the wins and the pauses and the pivots and all the rest of it.
Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah.
Number four, mindfulness and reflection. Ooh.
Yeah. I really like this one because we have a busy household here. Aaron, my little grandson, her son, Luca, he's 6, and Jean, Aaron's partner. And my personal reflection time is usually a Saturday or a Sunday morning when everybody's bustling upstairs and I'm down here just kind of
ruminating.
Deep thinking, letting things sift, sometimes not thinking about anything in particular, but just letting circumstance speak to me, I think might be the way I put it. And we're going to also talk about in another podcast, the Create Book Method, which mm-hmm. is a method that we developed. And that, is a 4-element process that helps your mind, whether it's thinking broader or narrowing in or all the different phases of it. But mindfulness and reflection. And you know what? It doesn't have to be an hour, sitting in a lotus position, that the bell's going. It can just be just away from distraction and a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or glass of wine, whatever you want, and just sit and let your circumstances speak to you.
Because I think we can, I mean, we know how busy everyone is, but at the first level of what's happening to us, we can look and observe in our lives and our businesses, okay, what's happened or what is happening? But if you take it a step further and say, what do you think about what's happened? What do you think about what's happening? That is activating a different part of our minds and our hearts to look at it from a totally different perspective. And so often you might see gold at that second level that you wouldn't have seen just looking at it from your usual perspective.
I totally agree with that. I like that. Yeah.
Number five, setting goals and intentions. That seems so obvious, but are you doing it?
Yeah.
Are we doing it? We don't always do it.
We don't always do it. And we do it at butting heads sometimes, because I tend to go like so far out into the future and the goal is so big.
And I'm very conservative. So we usually fight to meet in the middle.
So we fight about it. Where's the happy ground? I figure out, what am I willing to concede? And Aaron's, what am I willing to
stretch
to?
Yeah, like the passion to feel achievable.
And I always say, we don't know how the biggest goals will be achieved. Like, we can't even possibly know that. If we knew every way that every goal could be conceived, is it really a goal? Because it's just something that you could do right now. You could have happen tomorrow. So I don't know. Here's a quote that I really love, and it was by Jim Rohn. And he said, set the kind of goals that will make something of you to achieve them. And I still live by that, because a goal should stretch you. A goal should make you uncomfortable. A goal should awaken you. A really good, solid goal, if it fits deep in your soul, should be so inspiring to you. And that's whether you tell other people or not or whatnot. But I also think it needs to be written down. That's the first part of making it concrete.
Yes. So. Yeah. And it pulls you to it, to have that like a string pulling you towards that goal. However, listening to what you just said, I think there could also be another version of achieving goals that comes with ease. It doesn't always have to be such a stretch and so uncomfortable. I totally believe in growth through ease as well in terms of goal setting. Because I don't want to like have that belief that it has to be so big and stretching me all the freaking time.
But see, I'm not talking hard though. So,
but when you say when you say uncomfortable,
okay. Well, let's just make it concrete. When we were sitting out on the patio almost 4 years ago, and the sales rep from Mountain View Printing came, and we're sitting there choosing paper, but we don't have the money in our bank account to launch our magazine. So that stretched us to believe in that, right? That was our goal. And I think too, when things really line up, like if you've aligned yourself, you've developed yourself, and you've got a goal that's really heartfelt, I think it can come with ease, because the dominoes start falling just like that when things are moving. Like, we've had times, and I can't think of an example right now, where just like, oh, holy shit. Like, that came so fast. That person called, that happened. And here we are. So I'm not talking hard. I'm talking about stretch.
Okay.
And stretch doesn't have to be hard.
Okay. Okay. Number six, seeking diverse perspectives. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Yes. Because we've had this conversation driving into town to go get Luca the other day, and just looking back on our like 24 plus years of being in business together, but also all of the side jobs that we have taken to keep food on the table together. We have worked with such diverse groups of people in such diverse skill sets. And we forget that that's not everyone's experience, right? Like, some of us grow up and you're born into like a family business that you take over, and like, this is your industry or your niche. For us, it has been complete opposite. I honestly, like, what, I'm not going to say what haven't we done, because that's not true. But my gosh, we've had such diverse experiences that have opened our minds to such different perspectives. And I think that's really contributed to our, like, that
well-roundedness.
Well-roundedness, but also like our creative solution finding. Because our like brain can connect dots in a different way.
Yeah, we've worked with a diverse array of multicultural groups in Calgary.
Yeah.
Delivering after-school programs to kids or moms or,
ages.
Like Aaron said, painting. There isn't an area that we drive around in Calgary where it's like, painted in that neighborhood. And that, I mean, Calgary is four big quadrants and
we have memories in each of them.
Some good memories, some really not so good memories. Painting was really hard work. But seeking, and also because we're so blessed to chat with so many women through our magazine, I would say the diversity of perspective is there as well. Talking to someone who's a maker and then the next day who's a rancher and, you know, sunflower farmer. And like we get to soak it all in. And I'm glad we're mentioning this point because it just really, it tops off all the tanks on the inside in that you get to know that there's just not one way of thinking in the world. There's just not one way of being in the world. And it's not that we don't have beliefs around lots of different things, but to be exposed to other people's thoughts on it and just to be accepting of that.
Yeah, with an open mind and an open heart. So like get out of your comfort zone and surround yourself with the group of people that you wouldn't typically do, because you might be surprised how much you have in common, but how much that can expand your perspective and then bring that back and apply it to your business or your life. So
One thing I want to mention, sorry, I have memories just popping up here. Aaron and I were still in business together, but I was doing a part-time contract downtown. It was one of my last career development contracts, and I was working with professional newcomers to Calgary. And I remember in my last year of that work at this one company that I was contracting to, we had a lot of people from South America, and I just loved their energy. They were fun-loving and whatnot. Do you remember I invited them over for a party?
Yeah.
I said New Year's Eve. I think it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and I just remember at midnight, thing to do was to grab your suitcase, run out the door, run around the block. It was something like that was part of their tradition on New Year's Eve. And I was fascinated watching this, you know, like, I was getting ready to wind down and boot everybody out the door and go to bed. And
you're just getting started.
The party was just getting started. So
it was a good memory.
Yeah.
Number 7, adaptability and resilience. You hear us talking about resilience all the time. And it is one of the top characteristics that you can develop within yourself through experiences. I think that can get you through those biggest moments of having to stretch. Would you agree? Like, I think resilience is it's the thing.
I think if you let the challenging times in your life chip away at you, and I'm going to use the term literally chip away at you. I just think it could just chip you down to nothing.
Wear
you down, that you just think, oh my gosh, I can't rise again. And so that ability to be resilient keeps you rising up again and again. And
it forces us to be flexible and also adapt. Because without those things, we would probably just all give up.
You know what? I don't really think there's any perfect set of circumstances. We enter into a situation. We enter into a business. We
enter in relationships. Whatever that is.
There's no guarantee. We don't know. We don't know what's coming, but if you believe I can handle whatever's coming next, that shows that resilience is alive and well and is going to take care of you and work for you. So it's so important
to foster it into the future.
There's nothing like the nostalgic smell and feel of turning the pages of a real print publication, collecting and cherishing the stories and wisdom within its pages to draw upon time and time again.
Hey, we're Jen and Aaron, creators and founders of Trailblazer Magazine, and we're all about helping you carve out time for yourself. We encourage getting lost in the world of breathtaking photos and immersive storytelling. Trailblazer Magazine is the perfect companion for those wanting to grow the trailblazer within.
By exploring the stories, wisdom, and know-how of modern rural women, you'll feel inspired, empowered, and connected to the spirit of life beyond the city limits. Visit www.trailblazerco.com to shop all issues. You're definitely wanting to collect them all.
Number 8, self-care and balance. So what do you think of this one?
Yeah, don't look at me.
We're laughing because we just came for lunch and had a great mother and daughter conversation. Not business partners, but just mother and daughter conversation about just checking in with each other on how we're doing with our self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't score very high on that list. So here's my moment of vulnerability. I think I love working. I love the work that I do. And so I'm always making it the priority. And my physical self is really starting to suffer because of it. My hips, I'm getting some intense chiropractic right now. Bursitis in the lower legs because of inflammation, because I sit too much. So we just came from a discussion about that. So I don't know. You're doing better at it now than I am, but I need to pick up the pace. I'm going to pick up the pace. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. And physically, it's just so demanding right now. I walk around like I'm a 90-year-old woman. And let me tell you, I'm far from that. So tell us, Erin, Shining Star, what are you doing now for yourself?
Don't say that.
Well, you know what? Compared to me, you're doing great.
I think it's so whether you're like a highly ambitious, passionate person who has something, like I look at us and like we might be too much this on this side of the scale of like we love our work. Like we love getting up every day. We love coming down here. We love sitting, like it just, we like live and breathe the connecting through this community.
Yeah.
However, to launch all that we've launched, we've had to really dig in and do the work. And we have. And now we're coming out of this stuckness in our mindset that we have to keep doing that. And we don't, because we're noticing, right? Like it's showing up physically or mentally or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
And it's a little like, what's that saying? First, it's a whisper. Then it's a tap on the shoulder. Then it's like a two by four.
And then it's a brick wall.
Then it's a brick wall. And yeah, I mean, I came off of like having that pinched sciatic nerve, experiencing that like nerve lightning pain, never experienced pain like that. It was worse than labor. Like and then I threw out my back and then I had like a flu, like, and some other things in January. So it was like this period of 3 months where it was like, and then finally I was like, okay, body, I'm listening. I hear you. I get it. As hard as it is, here's the easiest part. The easiest part is just waking up and starting work. That isn't hard. That's the easiest thing for us. What I'm in the process of doing for myself is just retraining myself to say, I'm taking care of myself first. And I literally have created a custom do not disturb on my phone called like me time, so that I have it on, like I turn it on the night before and it stays on until I get home from my morning walk where I'm getting in my 10,000 steps a day. And I think it's helping me transform and redirect and rewrite this old thinking that doesn't serve me or my body anymore to say like, take care of yourself first. The business will be there. The business can wait, but my spirit and my health and my body can't. So I'm just showing up for it. So self-care and balance can look so different for all of us, but we are all aware whether we're choosing ourselves and honoring our bodies or not. It just comes down to those little decisions and they can build upon each other. So that's what I would say about that. Do you want to add anything?
No, I just support you, agree with you.
Well, and I support you.
Yeah.
In any way that I can.
Yeah. It's up to me.
Yeah.
So do what she's doing, not what I do. No, I won't. I'm being facetious when I say that. You know, I used to be a fitness trainer back in my younger days. So I know the feeling of being in my skin and
vital
and muscles and walking and all the things. I do have a memory of that.
But it wasn't even that long ago. I mean, it's...
No. No.
Your health journey, it hasn't been, what would you say, 6 years or 5 years?
Four or five.
Since something clicked and that's what you're getting back to.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to beat myself up for it, but I'm giving myself the grace, but I also need to do the kick in the butt thing. So I don't know. I haven't got anything else to add. Ask me in 6 months how vital I feel and I'll be looking forward to tell you. I feel freaking amazing. So
yeah. That's your goal.
That's my goal.
That's your goal. I support you.
Okay. Get off the topic.
Let's
now.
Move on. Quick. Number 9. Ooh, creativity and innovation. Yes. Oh, creativity.
There's so
We're
many
just
ways.
Dying. I know. I love this.
Creativity is our juice. And I think we spark our creativity lots of different ways. I mean, I could say for Erin, she's in the season of her life where she's cooking a lot and baking and
decorating for the season.
Sourdough.
Creating the family.
All the things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But you know, you can get you can get inspired and feel creative from, I don't know, we bought a few different magazines lately that aren't typical ones that we'd buy, and just exposing yourself to newness
and activating our right brain, right?
Yeah.
Because we're typically like the doing part of our lives and actions is our left brain, right? And then the creativity is our left hand and our right brain. I got that right, right?
Yes.
And so often maybe we try and think ourselves out of something or into something new when really if we knew how to engage our creativity, it would flow to you in a totally different way.
Yeah. Like, and again, I'm going to come back to creativity. We promise we will be doing a podcast on that really soon. It's one of the ways that we both have found to keep that engine purring. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I'm stuck, but there's always a way to innovate just a little bit to move you out of your current position, perspective, or mindset into a different place. I mean, sometimes that can be as simple as going for a drive in the country. That's one of my favorite ways. Occasionally, Erin and I, we used to go on kind of like little mini road trips all the time, but not so much anymore with Luca and kindergarten and all the things going on. But what is that for you? What makes you creative?
Yeah. Like challenge yourself to harness your creativity in a different way, or find an outlet for it. Like it's such a integral part of like engaging and connecting with like that zest for life. It can make us feel alive because we're so used to doing and showing up in the roles and just fulfilling our commitments and responsibilities. But it's the fun part. It's the soft part of life. It can be.
So important to keep your thinking up leveled. You've got to be exposing yourself to new thoughts, thinking new thoughts, because otherwise you're just going with the same neural pathways in the brain, and you need something to bump you out of it into a new place, just a new way, you know, to look at things. So I don't know, even decorate a beautiful corner in your home and change that up, change it with the seasons. Like simple things. We don't need huge things to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Find a scarf or a wild rag that just makes you feel uplifted and wear it as often as you can. Like creativity can be sparked in so many different ways. So
yeah.
Anyways.
Amen.
That is important.
Amen. Number 10, taking action. Yes, we can't forget about action. We come upon this time and time again.
Well, without action, nothing happens. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know people get analysis paralysis where you just want to figure it all out.
Or you feel stuck.
Yeah. Beforehand, before you're going to make a move. But seriously, action is the precursor to bigger pathways, bigger ways of thinking, bigger things that we're being made aware of. And, you know, whether that's, I don't know. There's so many ways to take action.
Yeah. Like there's physical action. Like I think when we're stuck, like even going for a walk, like my walks in the morning, I just feel so alive after, because it's just forward movement. It's a chance for me to like channel my pent up energy and release it. But another way would be like, maybe your goal is to purchase property. That is one of ours. We want to be landowners. So what's an action that we take? Well, look on realtor sites, or go drive by a property, or drive by an area. how does this feel if we could live here? Like it's,
yeah,
it's taking action. It could be so small or so big. It could be sending an email. It could be initiating contact with someone who you've been wanting to contact with for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those things. Tick all the boxes. Like action could be building a prototype of something that you're wanting to create. Maybe you're a maker. I don't know. Like action, it just has to get out of the thinking part of it and actually doing something about it. And let me tell you, it doesn't have to be big steps. One email, one Instagram message, one thing can start the ball rolling, because what you're saying to yourself, what you're showing yourself is I'm moving forward.
And I believe in myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could start a tsunami of opportunities flowing to you. And you know what? I want to say too, and I can't think of a specific situation right now, but there's been many times where an action that we've taken has triggered something, but the action we took had nothing to do with the circle back around of an opportunity landing in our laps. But I'm going to say it this way. Sometimes I think the universe looks for a sign from us, and action is our sign to the universe. I want this. I'm ready for it. I'm proceeding. Show me what other possibilities could come. And I just can't even tell you. I think through the years, I think in sitting in the car and this one thing, oh yeah, an email came in, bingo, yeah, bango, here's a big job. Whatever it is, sometimes what comes has nothing to do with the action, but the action was important,
yeah,
to signal I'm ready.
Completely. And yeah, that taking action is your act of trust that, yeah, you believe that you'll be led to that next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I squeezed in a number 11 and I wrote down, get rid of the naysayers in your life. You want to up level your thinking? You have to cut off the people who are not supportive of you, period.
Yeah.
We just had a conversation this morning with a friend who just, it's like, if we could hold up a mirror for you to see your brilliance and to not listen to the naysayers and the people who are just trying to bring you down, you could rise. And so that's what I would say too. Number 11 way to up-level your thinking is to cut out the negativity in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Or choose not to discuss anything to do with what you're doing or big goals you're working on with people that you know won't be supportive.
You. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest spirit crushers is telling someone something that you sat with,
so dear to your heart.
You've pulled together, you've got this vision, you know now is your time, and you tell somebody and it's like, don't do that to yourself. Protect yourself. Get yourself in the company of others who are movers and shakers and are moving things out there, and save your conversations with the people who don't support you to just, you know, regular everyday things.
Yeah.
They don't deserve,
yeah,
to hear the beauty of your dreams if they can't see that for you.
And support you.
Yeah.
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 Amen, mama.
All right.
10 ways to up-level your thinking.
Actually, 11. You have there. So, yeah. So, it's not one thing that we do. It's this combination of things that we've identified that are just part of our process of showing up, growing ourselves forward.
And it's not like we're 100% of all these things all the time. But just, if you can be 70%, 60%, like just do your best. Just show up for yourself and do your best and check in. Check in.
Yeah.
Check in with us. Let us know how you're doing. Okay. That wraps up another episode of the Trailblazer Podcast.
Love it.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that such a great conversation? If you're like us and love learning through the power of storytelling, head on over to our website, www.trailblazerco.com, for loads of valuable stories and ideas just like from today's episode.
And while you're at it, be sure to subscribe to our weekly newsletter and have Trailblazer insights from yours truly, recipes, DIYs, and more delivered straight to your inbox every week. Catch you next time, Trailblazers.